And I think that's a good point for us again, because our ears are very, very important part of our body. And we are living in today's day where people are losing their hearing, they're losing their discernment of listening, because they are listening to all kind of stuff, loud and with your earphone on and just living in a different world completely. You're completely, you know, not conscious of your surroundings. And you're listening to stuff that is influenced the way you think. He was listening to the mother, his mother's voice. It influenced the way he think. Isaac listened to the voice and he said, there is something there that is not right. But what voices are we listening to? Where are we getting our instruction from? Are we getting our instruction from the true voice? From the voice of the Lord Jesus? Through the Word of God? Or are we listening to all kinds of things? Because today, there is much available for you to listen to. Much available. You could just put a word on Google on anything you wanted to listen to. You will find stuff that before they even invent recording, somehow they are able to put it back again and listen to it. You would listen to anything you wanted to listen to. So there is a lot of things that are available for you to listen. The important thing is this, what voices are we hearing? Are we hearing the voice of God speaking to us? When we start our day in the morning, let me take today as an example. How many of you got up in the morning, run to the shower, run to the breakfast time? I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand. And how many of you got up in the morning and said, what is the Lord telling me today? Before I just even get out of my bed. Can I grab the scripture and look at it? Can I just sit for a few minutes quietly and just talk to the Lord? Can I do that every morning? Could that be something that I start here tomorrow morning, Lord willing? Now, you keep, Brother Tony have said it, it's kind of a continuous thing. You are always in constant communication with the Lord. But could we start the day every day? Could you have that a habit in your life? That every morning when you get up, before you run to do anything, could you just take a few minutes? Where things are still clear, didn't get anything, and instead of grabbing things, just have quiet few minutes in the presence of the Lord. And listen to the voice of God in the morning before you go out. Try to develop this habit in your life to be able to discern. Because you will hear a lot of voices during the day. But that still quiet voice that tell you which way you should go. It will remind you of verses in the scripture. You're not going to hear voices. I hope you're not. That's not the idea. Again, if you hear voices, then you need to go someplace to get checked out. But it is really the Word of God speaking to you through the Spirit of God, reminding you in your mind with the voice of God. You need to develop these habits. You see, Christianity is very practical. It's very, very, it's like eating and drinking and taking a shower and putting your clothes on. This is the things that you do without even thinking. Same thing in Christian life. You need to eat, you need to drink, you need to take a shower, you need to put your clothes on. And don't put Esau's clothes on if you're Jacob. Be real.
I just want to say another thing. Compared to voices and feelings, the Jacob's, or that what Isaac hears is against what you fear. That doesn't fit together. And I just want to say something practical, that often in our lives, our feelings, what we feel is, I say, against God's word. A little example, like in Hebrews 11, verse 25, read, not forsaking our own assembling together. So, and often we feel, I don't want to go. So, and then, how we act after? Are we act after our feelings and we stay at home? Or we know, or God wants us to be in the assembly, in the meeting, and we go and act what we hear. Also, God tells us to share the gospel, and then if it comes to opportunity to share it, and I'm absolutely not in a mood to do it, and I'm tired, and no, I don't do it. Or do we just go and share it? And yeah, that's just what we can ask ourselves.
And this is a very important point, because as we started with Jacob, Isaac, after a man who was after the flesh, right? The eyes dimming, you know, wanting to fill his belly. We are very susceptible to relying upon the natural senses. So when we speak about hearing the voice of God, it is really through the Word of God. It is setting aside feelings. And I want to challenge us as young people. We have busy schedules. We have school. Some may have part-time jobs. But there isn't anything greater than to hear the voice of God when the saints come together. And if we are not in the flow of our Christian life and experience, meaning that it is something that we do when my schedule clears up, then you know what? We're not going to have healthy Christian lives. If you want to be a basketball player, you have to be in the gym with a basketball, running drills, learning, being instructed. When you turn on the television and you watch a basketball game, those guys are playing the game, right? The instruction has been going on behind the scenes. We need, as young people, these are the years that instruction is to take place, to build a body of spiritual knowledge from the Word of God now. And if you are absent consistently from the assembly meetings, if you in your personal life, as Brother Amos says, in the morning you get up and you don't hardly ever open the scriptures. You may say a prayer, but you know what? Positionally you're a Christian, but in a practical way, you're not living that out. It's like the guy who says, I'm a basketball player, and you never see him in the gym. Then the game comes, and you know what? He can't perform. So he's not a basketball player. So the voice, and it's so important to hear the voice of God. But Brother Joe was saying, I want to add this to this thought. I think that why you don't hear or read of the voice of God here, it's two reasons. One is God already spoke. Mm-hmm. And you know, young people, God doesn't have to speak 3 and 4 and 5 times. God says something once, I need to respond to that. He already said, Jacob, I love Jacob. Jacob is the one who is going to be the man of blessing. The second reason I believe God is silent here is we're seeing the ways of man. Mm-hmm. Men have set aside God. And this is what happens in our life. We say, right? And we've all said this. You know, I don't know what to do. I've been praying, and I don't hear any answer from the Lord. You know, I don't know what to do. Hmm. Well, again, the challenge is, if God has already spoken, there's some things we don't even have to have God repeat, right? He said it, well, that's not right. There's other things that he says to us, and he said them already, but we don't want that answer. The other side of it is, if I'm not walking in communion with him, I'm not going to hear his voice. Mm-hmm. If I never, you know, reverently pick up the phone and have prayer, dialogue with him, if I'm not reading the scriptures, well, I don't see that Rebecca said to him, you obey my voice. You pass over that. You don't even recognize it. That's the point where there was a problem. So we want to encourage ourselves, young people. Don't have your Christianity as a supplement to the other things in your life. Well, you know, I don't have they canceled class tonight. Well, let me not use that one as an example. They canceled practice tonight, and now I can make the meeting. Oh, you know, I went 3 Sundays out of 4, so I can kind of stay in bed. I mean, I hear this from young people. You weren't out. Well, I was tired today. I stayed in bed. Well, you're breaking bread. What are you talking about? Right? Well, did you read your book? Well, you know, I was up late, and, you know, I had to play in this team, and hey, we need to say, here's my schedule. Prayer, the Lord's Day, whatever time the saints meet for remembering the Lord, that's where I'm going to be. Afterwards or before this Sunday school, that's where I'm going to be. I go to some assemblies, have a Sunday school, all the young people leave. I'm like, really? What's going on here? Mm-hmm. Something is wrong. Then there's the gospel meeting. Oh, I'm saved, but I don't want to tell anybody else. I don't come out to gospel meetings. No, no, I need to be there. And I need to be those who are upholding the hands of the brothers and the sisters who are supporting that, giving out a tract, praying, learning. Then there's the prayer meeting. I have nothing to pray about. We come in and we say, well, you know, I don't know what to do with my life. Well, that's prayer. Go to pray. The ministry. Sit under the word of God when he's given a brother a message and say, Lord, you know, well, we should stop saying, oh, you know, that's good for that brother, that sister, my friend. They need to know that. No, no. Lord, speak to me. And when there's Bible study or reading, young people, bring Bibles. How do you come to a Bible study, to any assembly meeting, and we don't have a Bible in our hands, a hymn book, sister's head cover, and we say, reality? So if we want to really have healthy Christian lives, we have got to reverse our thinking. And this is where Jacob had his problem. His thinking was messed up, and it needed to be transformed so that he would think along the lines of what you have in Scripture. So I want to encourage you, don't add, say, well, I do, I got all my schedule together, now let me see if I can fit in prayer meeting and this. No, no. You put those things first, and you'll find that you'll be very successful at school. You find you'll be very successful at work when you put the Lord first. But when you don't, boy, it's like climbing up a hill.